Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. I'm not long in from looking at some pastures, discussing future plans with a few clients. It looks like we're going to start a program of reducing numbers and using protein supplements to assist the remaining cattle use the paddock feed more efficiently. So that's got me thinking. How well do you understand the role of supplements, particularly protein supplements? I get a lot of calls from producers wanting some help in choosing what supplements to purchase, as well as deciding how much to actually feed. It seems that there's a lot of confusion about protein supplements. How can they be used? And more importantly, when should they be used and when to stop using them? And I'd like to answer a few of those questions today. If you're thinking about protein supplements, I want you to go back a little bit and think about what you're trying to achieve at home. Are you trying to get your animals to put on weight? Or are you trying to keep them at a certain stage of condition or production? But you have to remember, livestock production is driven by energy. How much energy do your cows consume every day? Remember, they need a certain level of energy just to maintain themselves. And if that requirement's met, then the energy can be channeled into other biological functions, like cycling or body growth. Any energy left over from those requirements can be used for faster growth or for milk production. And if there's any energy left over after all that, then the animal can store it away as fat, and hopefully draw on it when it needs some energy in the future. So quite simply, if you want your animals to grow and be fertile and to achieve the things that you have as part of your production goals, you really need to make sure that the intake of energy is spot on. In a pasture scenario, making sure your animals get enough energy is the result of a few things. First, is there actually enough pasture in front of your animals? You might be surprised, but cattle need to have pasture of a certain height so that they can actually physically graze enough to get their energy intake. They can't really get enough off very short pastures. With those big mouths, it takes them a long time to actually nibble away the feed that they might need each day, and often they come up short. So pasture height is a big component of pasture intake and therefore performance, because the animal's actually eating enough feed every day to get the energy they require. So if they can't eat enough, the energy is going to be much lower than what they require, and therefore performance will start to suffer. The other thing that drives that is the quality of the feed. Now, is your pasture a green, leafy, lush pasture? Or is it old and dead, with lots of stems and seeds? The older and the more mature a pasture plant is, the less energy it has in its makeup for a cow to actually digest. So even though there might be a lot of pasture, a big bulk of pasture in front of the animals, the quality of it mightn't actually be that useful. So you're really looking at a fairly unnutritious paddock. Now, the worst thing about an old pasture, besides having that low level of energy, is it actually takes a long time for the rumen to break it down, and therefore it takes ages to pass through the animal's digestive system. So while it's waiting to pass through, the animal can't actually go and physically eat anymore because there's no room left in the rumen. So you actually cop a double whammy. You get a lower intake of energy from that rumen full of feed, but the animal can actually eat less of it, and therefore you get that second hit of low intake because you've actually got low digestibility of a low quality feed. So performance really starts to suffer. So this is where a protein supplement comes into play, because the rumen in cows and in sheep is basically a huge population of microbes. And these little guys are the ones that break feed down and allow the energy and the protein, the vitamins and the minerals that are in the plant material to be absorbed and used by the animal. The more active these microbes are and the bigger the population of them, the quicker the material in the rumen can be broken down and absorbed. So that means the cow can go and graze again quickly and get another stomach full of feed. So if the cow can digest feed really quickly, it can eat more. And if the feed is of high quality, then they'll actually get more energy from every rumenful, and they get a couple more each day. So the energy intake is higher and the animal performance will be higher. And in a low quality pasture, what you really want to do is stimulate those rumen microbes to break that material down and allow that energy to be absorbed as quickly as it can, and for the material to pass through the rumen as quickly as it can, so that your cattle can get out and graze again. So what drives these little fellas? How do we make them work a little bit harder? I guess we need to know how to do that. And we're pretty lucky because we actually understand what drives the rumen. The rumen microbes are driven by the intake of protein in feeds. Protein, really when you break it down, it's nitrogen, can be found in all parts of plant material or all living cells, really. It can be found in plant material as amino acids. And living green plants have got lots of protein. So when we start to see animals grazing material that's not so green and starting to get old and more mature, that level of protein drops, and therefore the performance of the microbes will also start to drop. So if we can balance that up by adding some protein into the feed, we can stimulate that rumen activity, make those little bugs work a little bit harder, and therefore really start to drive the intake of energy. So that's why we use protein supplements, or rather, that's the theory. So how should we use them, or when should we use them? And if you're thinking about what I've just said, the answer would be a lot clearer. Protein supplements work best when pastures are old and mature and lacking in protein. There's really not a lot of point putting a protein supplement out if you're trying to graze cattle on green, lush material. Because in that case, there's enough protein in the system to drive those bugs anyway. And we can't store protein. It gets excreted out. So there'd be no point spending good money to provide protein supplements in a situation you don't need it. So if we're going to use it on old, mature pastures or pastures that are starting to get to stem or to seed. So if you're going to use a protein supplement, you really want to look at your pastures and decide that they're at that right stage of maturity, so old, stemmy pastures, not much green material there. That's the time when you'll get the most response from a protein supplement. Now, I guess, the other thing is to actually work out what protein supplement to use. And this is where a lot of my conversations come about. There are so many options out there. And I guess that one of the things about this is that you really have to think about protein supplements as having a window of usefulness. The best thing that I would do when someone asks me what protein supplement to use is to actually turn that question around and say, how much feed have I got in the paddock in front of me? And therefore, once we know that, we can really start to decide which protein supplement is going to give you the best response for the money you spend. If you've got a lot of dry material, so a big bulk of dry standing feed, over about 2,800 kilograms of dry matter, your biggest limitation to animal performance is actually getting them to eat enough. If they can eat enough, there'll be enough energy absorbed to drive the system for you. So in a situation where you've got over 2,800 kilograms of dry matter, and if you wanted a rough guide, that's about 10 centimeters or more in height, then I reckon your choice is really going to come down to what's the most convenient option for you and what's the most cost-efficient option. And you can choose from a range of the protein supplements that are out there. And that ranges from dry licks to roller drums that are based on molasses, water and urea, through to cottonseed and lupins, even protein pellets. So there's a heap of options in that situation. It's what works best for you and will be the most convenient. The other trick you have to really remember about feeding protein supplements is that you're stimulating the rumen to be more efficient. If the rumen's more efficient, your animals are actually going to eat more. So you actually start to eat your way through that dry feed a lot more quickly. If you want to get really technical, they call it the associative effect. And that's a really good thing. You actually want associative effect. If your animals are not actually eating more of the feed, then something's not quite right and you need to rethink your program. So your animals will eat their way into that feed a lot more quickly. And that's important to remember because that will change the way that you think about your protein supplements. I guess that what you need to start thinking about is as you eat your way through that dry feed, what you started with to provide protein supplements might have to change. So once you've eaten your way down to, I guess, about 2,400 kilos of dry matter, so under 10 centimeters in height, you really need to think about your animals need a little bit of energy tipped into that system besides the protein that they've got. So in that case, you would change away from if you were using just a supplementation that was based only around protein, and often those urea licks and the roller drums and so on are based only around protein, to a supplement that's got protein and a little bit of energy. And that just balances everything up a little bit and makes up for the fact that your animals are starting to eat a little bit less of that material, and it balances that energy intake up for you. As you keep eating your way through that dry feed and you get down below, I guess, 1,800 kilos of dry matter, 8 centimetres in height in a dense pasture, if it's a bit sparser, then you need to really think about your measurements. You need to think that stimulating your rumen won't be just enough. You're really now starting to push the boundary of energy intake. So your supplement needs to start including a lot more energy as well as that protein. The protein to drive the rumen and make the best use of the feed that they're eating, and that little bit of energy going into the system just to balance up that lack of intake as a result of that smaller amount of pasture the animal can actually graze. So in that case, you would probably now start to look at things that have got a lot more energy as well as protein. Probably one of the best examples of that is white cottonseed. So it's a product that's got about 20% crude protein and about 13 megs of energy. And that can really help balance the system up and keep your animal's energy intake exactly where you want to have it. But once your animals have eaten their way below 1,400 kilos, you really now starting to push the boundaries of the usefulness of protein supplements at all. No matter how hard you stimulate the rumen, your animals just physically can't eat enough. And so you're wasting a lot of money on protein supplements, spending it to fire up a rumen that physically doesn't have enough to make that activity worthwhile. So you really, by that stage, have got to make that decision about switching across to pure energy supplementation. Now, feeding energy is really a discussion about another podcast, and we'll do that in ones to come. Ultimately, protein supplementation is a really efficient and effective strategy, but it's not about weight gain. If you really want to push weight gain or animal performance, you really need to start thinking about feeding energy to start with. Protein supplementation is about using the feed you've grown more efficiently and keeping animals in a position where you want them to be, so without losing too much condition. If you had a lot of lactation going on or steers that you were trying to push to market spec, then protein supplementation is probably not the right strategy. The right strategy for protein supplementation is to use the feed that you have in front of you. And if you do it effectively and you choose the right supplements for the paddock conditions you have, you'll get a really good return on your investment. But if you don't do it correctly, and this is what I see happen a lot of the time, people waste a lot of money on protein and they don't get a return on that from their animals. So think about it and get some advice and look at what would work best for you. Now, if you want to talk about a specific situation, you want me to look at a pasture and look at your animals and we can talk about what options you'd start with and where we would work to, get in touch with me through the Rainer Ag website. It's www.rainerag.com.au. You can like Rainer Ag and send me a message through Facebook. Or if you like to tweet, and I love to tweet, send me a tweet at AlRainer302. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.